Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of UFOs and the Paranormal Over Our Heads. I'm your host, Preston Dennett, and each week we bring you exciting new guests to talk about, of course, UFOs and the paranormal. And boy, there is just so much going on with these subjects. It's amazing. It's a huge exploding field of knowledge, and we're just beginning to dip into this amazing universe of ours and begin to understand it. Last week, the show was a repeat, but the week before that, I hope you were able to listen as well to our guest, who was Phil Koseski. And he had an amazing story to tell. He's a researcher who heard about UFO activity in Pine Bush, New York. And this area has actually been a hot spot for quite some time and was made famous by Ellen Kristol's book, Silent Invasion, in which she detailed her own research into this major UFO hotspot. I'm going to call it one of the top 10 UFO hotspots of the United States, or at least it was very active back in the 80s and 90s. At any rate, there's still some activity going on there. Phil Koseski, our former guest on the show, talked about going over there and actually having a series of pretty incredible encounters, which led to really close contact with what appear to be ETs from Orion. It's a very, very interesting story, and he's got a lot of witnesses to back up what he's saying. And if you didn't get a chance to catch the show, remember all the shows are archived on the BBS website. So check it out if you get a chance. I think you'll find it to be very interesting. And this show is called UFOs and the Paranormal, and that's my favorite subject. I've written like 8 books on UFOs, and so that's what we're going to be talking about again tonight. And what's interesting about tonight's show is this is about some current stuff that's happening now that's very recent. So I'm very excited. Our guest tonight is Glynis Heenan. And she hails from Cashiers on the East Coast. I believe that's on North Carolina, if I'm correct.
I beg your pardon.
And she has been a witness to some remarkable events regarding UFOs. She's not the only witness, but she has apparently seen quite a bit of activity, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And I want to have you all welcome our guest tonight, Glynis Heenan. Glynis, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thanks for having me.
So is that right? Cashiers is in
Cashiers, North Carolina.
Right. Is that like near
It's a beautiful
Asheville?
Place. It is about an hour and 15 minutes from Asheville in the Smokies and Blue Ridge Mountains. And it is actually a resort area for a lot of people that have a lot of money, and there's a lot of people that live here seasonally. It's a very seasonal place, and we have a lot of guys that were ex-Army people who have now come to reside in this area. So it's a pretty popular place.
Oh, interesting. How big is it? What's the size of Cashiers?
Oh, my gosh. Actually, when people have gone, there's only about 3,000 of us that stay behind, but when they come about next month, there's about 20,000 people that roll up to this area.
Oh, goodness.
So it's not very big. We have one traffic light downtown, and it goes four ways, you know. So there's four ways to get into the place, and that's basically it, you know. North, south, east, and west.
Very interesting.
And these are the oldest mountains, they say, in the world. And they were, you know, they were crystalline mountains, and they were very tall, but they have, at this time, you know, they have shrunk somewhat over the decades, you know.
Right.
So it's a very sacred place.
Wow.
Yeah,
so tell us a little bit about yourself and how, you know, you got involved in this strange subject of UFOs.
Well, I've always been a little bit out there, for want for a better word, you know. And I've always been adventurous. I'm from South Africa originally, and I moved over to America 30 years ago and settled in Houston for 17 years. And, you know, I would always, being in South Africa, we had a sugar plantation, and so we you know, the sky was always wide open, we could see. And my mom had always mentioned UFOs and such, and there were a few phenomena up in the Drakensberg Mountains where people were abducted and so forth. And, but, you know, when you're young, you don't really pay much attention to all that.
Sure.
And then I moved to Houston and spent time there, and then I moved here 10 years ago. And I got into several different cultures, you know, the Cherokee culture and, you know, the wands with the crystals and trying to meditate and get different spiritual entities, you know. And I mean, I was always curious. And
right.
Last year, actually on the 28th of June, was the first time I actually encountered one, you know, by myself. And I thought it was just a full moon, and it was, and it appeared to be something larger. And you know, I sat there for a long time before I actually ventured out and saw the pulsating light. So, you know, first of all, you get afraid of the fact, you know, and then.
Right. So you were in your home when you saw it?
Yes. Oh, and you know, every day or every evening, I go out and try to communicate and search and scan the sky for different kinds of clues, you know.
Right. Well, this first time that it happened, I mean, how long were you looking at it, and how close was it to you, and I mean, what happened?
Well, you know, I was I'm also a rock hound, and these areas around here are absolutely filled with gems, you know. And
right.
So my daughter and I had been out on a field trip, you know, just looking for rocks, and we came home about 9 o'clock and made her some dinner and put her to bed. And then I usually scrub my rocks, you know, and get into them. And it was about 10:30, I saw this bright light out of my veranda, and I didn't think anything of it because I thought it was the moon. And I eventually, you know, putted around, kind of went to bed, and I think it was disturbing. I came down to get something to eat, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to go and look at that light. And when I went out there, you know, the colors were magnificent, and they were really close. It was bigger than my thumb, because, you know, this is how we generally tell people the size of the craft. And I mean, it was in the treetops. I'm nestled in a creek area lower than the mountains, and it's not easy to see something, but it was so significant that I actually watched it up longer than 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and I went to each window in the house to see if I could see it. And I thought, well, you know what, I'm going to telepathically ask for it to come closer. You know, you always try to see if you can actually find your old wisdom that we're inherited, you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it did move closer. And
oh,
so I
wow.
always ask before I go outside, I always ask to be shown. And so it was actually quite amazing. So the next morning, my daughter went to the grocery store with some friends, and she decided to just fly fish, you know, when you just take the camera and just take a random picture out at the sun. And I don't know if you noticed that first picture on the website. But anyway, she decided to flash it, and when she opened it up, there was a ship. And it was funny, it was about 12 hours later that I had seen it, and then it was kind of like a confirmation, you know, when she captured it. So anyway, you know, I didn't really think anything of it. And then, you know, there's some friends of mine that we share the website, and I took it to them, and I said, what do you make of this? And they said, oh, my gosh, you know, because it was definitely saucer-like, you know, light in the middle of that, the sun. It was phenomenal, actually. And so she's the star pupil on that one, you know. She was... And then she has several more pictures because she likes to just snap the cell phone, you know, and try to, I don't know what she's thinking half the time, but, you know, little kids, they're out there too, you know, more so than we are.
Right, right.
Anyway, so that's how it evolved. And the people that I'm share the website with, you know, they've been channeling for several years. And it was quite amazing, you know. And I was really actually questioned by the other side, for want of a better word. And, you know, and in the beginning I thought to myself, you know, they asked me several questions, and then I was just saying, they asked me how far it was. I said, well, you know, as the crow flies, and this voice came back and said, it was very, took me by surprise, that is not a good enough answer, you know, and I was like, okay, fine, this is for real, you know. But anyway, it was definitely, my heart was pounding, and it's real. And since then, you know, I always try to make a point of seeing them. I mean, we see them very often outside. At one stage, it was every day we were seeing them, you know.
Right.
And
let's back up for a second. I mean, what was the date that you first started seeing them?
It was the 28th of June. Last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Very interesting. And at this point, have you heard of any other UFO sightings in the area?
Oh, yes, there are several. There's,
Oh, no, I mean before yours, before.
Well, you know what? I wasn't really paying attention. Isn't that funny? You know, you hear things and so on and so forth, you know, just matter-of-factly somebody mentioned something. And, you know, I've always been aware. And then when I saw it, it just exploded, you know. I just kept on seeing them.
Well, when you first saw it, what did you think it was?
Well, first of all, you know, your heart starts rushing because, well, it's human to be fearful, you know, because it's the unknown.
Absolutely.
And then after the fact, you know, I was actually, I felt warm. It was a warm feeling. It wasn't anything that I should be afraid of. It was something that I felt that, you know, was actually somebody special to be able to be shown something like that to help mankind awaken to the possibilities of different realms in the universe, you know.
Right.
And, you know, we've kind of lost touch with watching the stars and seeing which direction they're from, you know. You know, more we've become more, you know, the GPS type thing, and never look to our forefathers, which showed us the direction from the skies, you know.
Absolutely, right.
So,
right.
You know, mankind has to hurry up and wake up, I think.
Well, so when you saw those, did you think, well, these are ETs, or is that what you just?
Well, exactly, and you know, a lot of people have seen triangular, you know, ships and, you know, cruising through the treetops and, you know, and we had another person that, a law enforcement officer that him and his partner were actually in Dillsboro, which is about 20 minutes away from us, you know, and they saw the exterior lights, you know, of the ship, you know, with the windows illuminating. So, you know, I'm not the only one. And then we've had several, people out there that are actually becoming awakened to the different, you know, lights out there.
Right,
and it's
right.
Exciting. And this is why we formed the website for this particular, you know, this particular phenomenon, so people can awaken to their own truth.
Right, right. Well, it's interesting, you know, it's fascinating what you're telling me because, you know, there's, seems like a lot of kind of smallish towns experience these waves of UFO activity,
they can be seen in the rural areas. They really can't be seen unless somebody's really going to be shown in the city. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean they don't really lurk around the cities too much because of the bright lights and so on and so forth. But out here where it's not that populated, you know, people can see the difference, you know, if they choose to look up.
Right, right.
And well, people don't look up anymore. You know, it's like prodding cattle, in a sense.
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting is I think that these UFOs are showing themselves on purpose, and when when someone like you is seeing a UFO, like on that first night and all these other
right.
nights, I think they're aware of it. And the, you know what I mean?
Well, exactly. We're all special. But, you know, and finally I awakened. You know, I was always on the verge of, you know, going into, you know, the Pleiades and Orion, all the different aspects of trying to find out where we came from. And when it finally happened for me, I mean, it was like, you know, what took you so long? You know, it's been knocking at your door for so many years. But, you know, just awareness is a very hard thing to be aware of when we have so many distractions in our world today.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's not easy for people to really delve down to see, you know, and there's so many obstructions to the fact that there's no possibility, you know, to the fact. And I think if things are hidden, to me, it makes it a reality, because why would somebody hide things if they're not real, you know?
Exactly. If there's nothing to hide, why why are you
they're
hiding
right.
it?
Why, you know, exactly?
Another point that you made, which I find very fascinating, is how, you know, a UFO encounter wakes somebody up. This is something that, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who've experienced not only sightings, but, you know, face-to-face encounters and
right.
abductions and stuff like this. And as well as telepathic contact, for that matter.
Well, you know, I was telling somebody one day, you know, I said, you know, before we had Verizon and all these technical things, we'd be able to think about somebody, and that person out of the blue would call you. You know, my mom and I have that ability. She lives in South Africa, and, you know, I would just be thinking, you know, I wonder what she, and the phone would ring, and then she would be on the other end, and it used to blow me away, but now I wouldn't have it any other way, because we are in tuned with one another, you know?
Right,
and,
right. I think this is one of the main reasons the UFOs, one of their main agendas, I should say. I mean, I know there's a lot of various reasons here, but so many people I've talked to have experienced what you're talking about. One guy I spoke with, I interviewed him. He was walking down the street I believe it was early evening. Yeah, that's right. He was going to drop off a letter for his mom when a UFO hovered over him and sent on a beam of light, which actually hit him, and he had missing time and later recalled being taken on board and
right.
being human-like ETs. But my point is,
exactly.
after this experience, he says his awareness was completely different. He was much more aware. He felt like his knowledge had been extremely expanded. He was much more deeply spiritual, and then also started to experience these things that you're talking about, like telepathy. And,
absolutely.
Clairvoyance.
And, you know, another thing, too, you know, I work out of my home as well, and I'm home all alone, and I think one of the aspects of becoming in tuned with the Creator, the Source, whoever, is for one to actually be by themselves. You know, I think when you're by yourself, and a lot of us run from being by ourselves because we think, well, we've inherited these aspects of you shouldn't be this and you have to do that. You know, there's all these little boxes that we're supposed to live up to. And then when you finally jump out of the box and realize that the only way that you're really truly going to connect with the Creator, oneness with the world, is by being alone.
Right.
And hearing the innerness of one's soul, you know, and you know, I can walk around the house and I'll see flashes of light go past the window, and I'll do a double take because I thought it was somebody, and, you know, and it wasn't. But, you know, the spiritual realm is everywhere. and you know, when you finally open up to your peripheral vision and all these different dimensions, which we're capable of doing, you see so much more.
Oh, I totally get what you're saying, you know. And I adore being alone for that very reason.
I do, too.
And no TV, you know, you're not listening to the radio, you're not reading a book. It's just very meditative. And that's when I will see those flashes of light you're talking about, and,
right.
and other things, and you know, I mean,
well, exactly.
You really get to
I mean,
peer into the next dimensions. That's when I started. You know, what about out of body experiences and things like that? Have you had? Any
oh, I'm
that?
So fascinated. I looked up your website and I saw that book. I've got to have that book because it's one of my dreams to be able to astral project. I think it would be the most phenomenal thing. You know, I mean, I was trying to explain to a woman the other day about the magnetic fields and so on and so forth, and I was, this is how I briefly explained it. I said, you know, I'm calling you, and in 1 second, you're actually on the air, and we have the satellite that makes that happen, and you send an email to Europe, and you have another satellite that makes that happen. Well, can you think of, imagine, you know, and people can't really see this, but if we're connected to the Holy Spirit through these magnetic fields, you know, we're one. You know,
right.
But as we elevate our consciousness and awareness, we become one with that without all the technology.
It's
you know?
Interesting.
And I was trying to explain that to her. Oh, I can't figure that out. And I said, it's really simple, but in a larger, bigger, phenomenal, universal picture. And
right.
I'm every day is a new day. I learn different things of what was and what is. It's phenomenal.
Oh, it's great. You know, I think you know when you're talking about say psychic abilities and things like that on the astral plane, on the other side, I should say, where we all go when we pass
right.
on.
Right.
When we're there, we have the ability to fly. We can you know levitate. We can teleport from place to place instantly. We communicate through telepathy.
Fascinating.
We do all of these what we would call psychic abilities, right? But these are all psychic abilities that are absolutely available to us here.
To each and every one of us.
Okay.
I agree. I agree. And I think you know, once you get a taste of it, you know, you're hungry for more. You know, and I think all you really need to do is ask. And, you know, once you have, with that intention of asking, you know, you will be shown. You know, just as much as we have to have the faith in our Father, you know, He has to have the faith in us as well. It's really a two-way street. And, you know, that was something that was, you know, I've come to learn too, you know, because if we're doing work for mankind, you know, we have to be trustworthy too in our actions in order to be fed the knowledge to make a difference.
Right.
And I'm just excited about it. Very excited about it.
Oh, me too. Well, everyone, you're listening to UFOs and the Paranormal Over Our Heads. Tonight our guest is Glynis Heenan, and we're talking about skyships over Cashiers, UFO activity over Cashiers, North Carolina, and how it is waking up a lot of people to a much greater reality. And it's just very, very interesting stuff. And I want to remind everyone that this is a call-in show. So if you would like to call in and share a story, if you have a comment or a question of our guest, we would love to hear from you. I'm going to give out the toll-free number right now. It's 888-228-4494. I'll repeat that one more time, so grab a pen. 888-228-4494. We'd love to hear from you. So, Glynis, how many times would you say that you've had UFO sightings? How many UFO sightings since, you know, your first one last year? In June, was it?
Yeah, oh, you know, the sad thing about it, I never really did a count of it, but at least 30.
Oh, my goodness.
30 to 35, you know, and I drive around. We've got a beautiful lake about 5-6 minutes away, and it just hovers in the, it used to actually be the town of Glenville, and then they actually opened it up and made it into a lake, and it's just gorgeous. It's all surrounded by mountains and in this beautiful lake. And, you know, there's different kinds of ships, you know. Some of us give us reason to believe that they're from other realms, you know, and they can zip back and forth. you know, this whole area, they call it the Snowbird Military Operations Area, and it encompasses a large area of North Carolina, Jackson County, Swain County, which is Cherokee, and Grahams County. So, and then we have, you know, the military in Virginia, and they can zip back and forth in a matter of seconds, you know, to go and see what's going on over there, and then they can zip into Atlanta and see what's going on there, and then all around us, you know, we have Rosman, which is another place that's a military base, which is about 30 minutes from us. So, and this is why, you know, a lot of people have seen, you know, the triangular ones, which I definitely think are the military. You know, I don't see any pulsating lights coming from them. And
have you seen you've seen those then as well, the triangular?
Well, I have not, but we've had several testimonies of people that have seen the large triangular skyships, you know, cruising across the area too, you know, and I haven't personally seen one. I've seen the gold balls, you know, which say it's in and out, and it was a phenomenal sight too, you know. And then I've seen the silver ones, and seen the pulsating ones, and then I've also seen the tubular ones. This was an interesting story. I was in Waynesville at a quantum seminar, and there was about five of us there. And this friend of mine was saying, you know, I would really want to come and spend the weekend at your house so that I can see a skyship, UFO. And I said, well, I want to tell you this. It's not my house, and it's not me. I said, you know, if you have the intention and you ask, and with your intention, you will be shown, you know. And she said, oh, I don't know about that. I want to come to your house. And I said, well, you know, I didn't want to be the person that they thought was the person. You know, I'm sharing my stories, and I think people need to know for themselves that we all have the ability. You know, we just have to be trusted with what we want to share and help, you know. Anyway, so we left out of there about 20 minutes after that, and I'm about an hour and 15 minutes from there. And it's all dark, and there's no streetlights, and it's a trek. And so we walk out of there, and over to the north, I look up, and I said, what is that? And, you know, my knees kind of started shaking a little bit, but, you know, I've always been closer to home, you know, and all I could think was, oh, my goodness, back to the fear thing, you know, because that's how we live on Earth. And once you can overcome that fear, your life is a whole lot more aware. Anyway, so there was four of us that actually saw this tubular cylinder-like form in the sky with three lights on the top, and it was big. It was bigger than our thumb, and it wasn't that far. It was about, it seemed like half of a football field away, but that's not that far if you look at it in the sky, you know. And sure. And as I get in the car, you know, my light for my gas came on, and then it was like panic because I didn't want to stop. I just wanted to get home. But anyway, it was fine. They showed me the light where I could go and get my gas, and I was fine after that. But once I actually became calm about, you know, because it wasn't a fearful thought initially, you know, but, you know, as it comes to a head, you know, so you start thinking about these stupid possibilities of the fear, you know, and I talk about that because, I mean, we all live in that realm, you know.
Right,
and I think, you know, once we can take our power back to be who we are, we will leave that fear behind and then be true to who we truly are.
Exactly. You know, it's funny. And the people I interview who have UFO encounters, a distant sighting way off up there real high in the sky, people don't
right.
get too emotional about. They're not, you know, scared or anything. But the closer it gets to them, their emotional reaction intensifies.
Well, for sure.
And, you know, me, I've never been scared of UFOs? I've always just found them very fascinating.
And, well, you know, I'm not scared of them anymore. I mean, it's, in the last year, you know, I'm actually, they give you a warm. Well, you know, they're there to protect us and take care of our planet, which we're almost in annihilation of because of mankind, you know, and just the situation that's occurring, you know. You know, we certainly do need to live on less of the materialism and be more of the spirit. You know, this is just the form we're running around in.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, if we could just come to terms with who we truly are, you know, I think we could all, you know, ascend to a different level of consciousness. And it would be a totally different way of life.
Absolutely.
And so this is why we're doing our part for that. And it's speeding up at great knots. You know, it really is. I mean, things are happening fast.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of changes taking place, I think, in the way people think and the particularly in their awareness and their abilities in terms of precognition.
Right.
And dreams that come true, clairvoyance and telepathy and that feeling of oneness, I guess.
Right.
It's a good way of putting it. Now, when you had that first encounter and you telepathically thought, come closer, now that fascinates me because that proves right there that this is not military, right?
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Maybe not proves it, but strongly indicates. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right, and I do it all the time. I ask all the time. I mean, I've been asking, you know, to be actually shown. I mean, big time. You know, and I think they've been working with me to make me comfortable for whatever is going to be. And who knows what that's going to be, but, you know, I have the courage to be able to stand up and talk for mankind and for, you know, the ETs or the Source or God or, you know, I mean, I really want to share the knowledge of what they're giving me for everybody's good.
Right.
And it's, you know, if we just wake up a little bit more and know that there is something better out there.
Huh.
And then
what would you say has been your closest encounter? I mean, how close have these UFOs, these skyships, gotten to you of the, you know, the 30 or more that you've had?
Well, you know, I don't know if my eyesight's bad, but, you know, I really want them to be that very close. I mean, I'd like them to land right outside that window, you know. And I have I really do have a feeling in my heart that, you know, I'm working towards something big and it's exciting. But, you know, I haven't seen one. It's been about the size of a tennis ball, maybe a little bigger than that, you know. But I really want to be able to see inside, and I really want to be. I want to be inside the ship. I mean, I want to go with them somewhere.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you know,
too.
because of the fact that you know, the knowledge of what we can do to save the planet. And you know, if we don't save the planet, then we have destruction in the universe as well, you know. So it's a flip coin of both. So it's very important that everybody become aware. And, you know, when you go outside and they say, well, I don't see anything. Well, how long did you go out there for? 5 seconds? You know, that's back to the intention, you know. You stand out there and you ask telepathically. And with the intention, back to the fact that, you know, they have to trust us just as much as we have to trust in God and the Creator and the phenomenon, you know? So we just can't be wishy-washy, you know. It's a way of life. When you finally become awakened to the possibilities, it's a way of life. And I think awareness comes from what you put in your mouth, what you hear, what you see, and the senses, and everything changes.
Interesting.
Because of the new person, you become a new person.
So what does your family or your friends think about, you know, this whole thing that's going on with you?
Well, you know how that is. They all think you're odd, you know, but, you know. And, you know, I'm proud to be odd. I don't want to be the regular run of the mill. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I mean, I have an 8-year-old, as I said, and she's extremely psychic. You know, we can drive down the road and she'll say, I'm getting a bad feeling, you know. And I never used to pay attention, but I pay attention to these things now. Before, you know, you would just not be aware and you'd brush it off. But, you know, there was an 18-wheeler down in the curve, and if I hadn't slowed down, we would have probably been history. But, you know, she's a remarkable child. And the people, a lot of people are becoming more open to it, you know.
Has anyone in your family seen any of these?
My mother's seen them. She's seen them,
really?
Too. She saw, there were three of us saw them together. I don't know if you saw that one about the three generations. We get in the car and just, we're going skyship hunting, you know, and we go and find a big mountain, you know, and try to see what we could see, you know. And the first time my little girl saw one, and she got it. She was so excited, you know, she had her head out of the sunroof, and she, Mom, I see it. And for, you know, for somebody that young to be able to see something of a different phenomenon, you know, we're all childlike in our ways if we just maintain it, you know, imagination, possibilities, and get out of the news, you know.
Right. Right. No, I totally agree with what you're saying. It's very interesting, so. Now, have these skyships ever responded to your telepathic requests to move on other occasions, or, you know, have you ever gotten any, like, messages from them?
Well, you know, I'm at a point right at this point in my life where, you know, I've always run around at 100 miles an hour, and, in fact, I used to have my shop, you know, I was so busy running where are you going in such a hurry, you know, smell the roses, well, take time to just breathe a little bit. But, you know, I used to have a shop in Glenville, which is not far from my home, and in fact, I was actually, a channeled message came for me to move my business to the house because the energies had been trampled, and they weren't able to help me. I'm also a quantum physics biofeedback practitioner, you know, dealing with energetic medicine and so on and so forth. And, you know, I could feel my energies and my life were just not, I wasn't going anywhere. And in fact, things were getting less than what they were 5 years ago, you know. And you know, you go through lots of family deaths and so on and so forth, you know, to have an awakening, you know. And when you start realizing, you know, that things are knocking on your door and you better start paying attention, you know. I mean, what is it going to take for ourselves to wake up, you know, when you start noticing patterns and stuff. And so it's almost a year ago that I had a message to come home, and I did it. I moved home and gave up everything I had to start my business in my house. And, you know, we live in the middle of nowhere. I mean, little dirt road, and there's deer and all sorts of, you know, get the picture a little bit. So, you know, for people to come here, it's like a little sanctuary now. And I'm able to, you know, help them understand different aspects and try to, you know, make them well and make them aware of themselves, you know. And I think everything that comes out of my mouth, you know, sometimes it's so profound. I think, oh gosh, I should have written that down, because you know, it's a split second, and it's like, I'll never remember that. And then I thought, you know, if you live in the moment, you'll be fed that information again at another time, and you won't have to remember it. Because, you know, the past, it doesn't matter who you were, it doesn't matter what you're going to be, it's who you are right at this time in your life.
Right.
That's
right.
The most important thing for everybody.
So how long have you been doing this, what did you call it, quantum physics?
About 3.5 years.
Oh, interesting. It's a healing work, you said?
The guy that actually invented it worked at NASA, a brilliant man, Professor Bill Nelson. And his son had autism, and there was no cure. But you know, he started doing this extensive work on energetic medicine through the quantum field, and he found a cure for his son. And of course, you know, he was told to leave the country, or you know, when you're alternative, and you can find something healing, you know, it's going to be a blow to the medical system. So, you know. But anyway, he was a brave man, and there's not very many of us that actually have the device. And of course, then, you know, it's back to trying to make people get out of the box in order to believe that we can actually heal ourselves, you know. You have to have the will to want to, and to actually look in different spheres of life to be able to find, you know. It's all faith.
It's interesting what you're saying, you know, Glynis, because so many people I've talked to who have, you know, repeated sightings like yourself or contact are also into these fields of healing, alternative healing fields. And I think the ETs are very, very interested in that and in developing that within us.
I'm just a practitioner, and I know that, you know, I say a prayer before I get on there and ask for guidance and ask for help, because, you know, it's more intensified when you know, you can ask for somebody else's help, you know. And we're not alone, and we just have to ask in everything we do. And but, you know, we're back to, you know, I always say the ego, which is, you know, erasing God out, which is, isn't that so true, E-G-O? it's such a powerful little phrase, you know.
Funny.
But it's really true, you know. I mean, it would be a lot easier.
Well, everyone, you're listening to UFOs and the Paranormal Over Our Heads. I'm your host, Preston Dennett. And tonight, our guest is Glynis Heenan from Cashiers, North Carolina. And we're talking about skyships over Cashiers, UFO activity over Cashiers. Glynis has had a number of very incredible sightings and encounters which have led to a spiritual awakening and very, very interesting stuff. That's what we're talking about tonight. Remember, this is a call-in show. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to ask a question of the guest, if you have a story to share, we would love to have a caller in, so give us a call. The toll-free number, here it comes, is 888-228-4494. I'll repeat that one more time, 888-228-4494. Give us a call. So, Glynis, where do you suppose all this is leading? I mean, you say you would like to get on board a UFO one of these times. What do you suppose, I mean, why do you suppose they're contacting you? What do you suppose is the future of, you know,
well, I had that question,
our relationship with ETs?
Right. Well, you know, I think a lot of the fact, you know, I'm not afraid to talk about the aspect of UFOs, skyships. I don't have the fear. And, you know, and then I back to the courage. You know, yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on out there. And, you know, we have to, you know, get out of that box situation and realize that we're the ones that are going to make the difference. We're the ones that are going to help change everything, because, I mean, this is why we're here. This is a very important lifetime, I think. And I think we all said we were going to be here at this lifetime. And so, you know, I think we have to awaken to that fact that, you know, we're here and we can do it. But we have to awaken to the phenomenon first. And I think so that's why. I mean, I left home at a very young age. I've always been outgoing. I've always taken things for what they were. I've just taken the bull by the horns and just done it, you know, and then thought about the consequences after the fact. You know? And I've always survived, and I've always maintained.
Right,
but we've had two security offices, you know, in Silver, which is not too far, you know, at the Western University in Cullowhee. And these guys were actually, so it was a green light, and they actually got their flashlights, you know, and the Skyship actually responded and came closer. So, you know, it's not only myself that is actually using the telepathic possibility of communication, you know?
Right. Oh, that's funny you said that, because I was just going to ask you if you've ever used flashlights. I did that with my brother and my sister-in-law. We
were
able to communicate with something in the sky. You know, it wasn't a satellite, that's for sure, a helicopter or anything like that.
Well, I have done that, but I haven't had that with the flashlight thing. I've tried, you know, and but I usually actually ask without saying it out loud, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because I think it's better. You know, I mean, it's not necessary to go and be flaunting something. It's the subtle part of the whole thing is subtleness. You know, they're subtle. They don't, I mean, some people will be standing right there and they won't be able to see it, what I'm seeing. I mean, and I found that very interesting too.
Oh, really?
I had a friend come over and these were gold lights. And I mean, it was magnificent. In fact, my friends had heard coast to coast that a woman had actually called in the same night that I'd seen these gold lights in Philadelphia. And I thought that was pretty phenomenal, you know, that they had happened to wake up at a certain time and turn the radio on, and they do it all the time when they wake up in the middle of the night. They turn the radio on, and they get whatever it is that they need to hear, which I think is awesome.
Right.
And that woman in Philadelphia was seeing a similar thing that I was seeing. I thought that was pretty awesome. And I asked it to come closer, and it did come closer. I watched it for about 45 minutes.
Huh.
You know, and I usually watch them for 30, 40 minutes. So I've been out there and watched for a couple of hours before. The first time that I saw on the 28th of June, I mean, I was with my rocks out there for a couple of hours anyway. And the light was there, and I still didn't get up and... But, you know, I was kind of glued to what I was doing, so I really don't know how much time lapsed from the time I tried to went to bed and then came down and then noticed it. You know, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning from 10, so I lost a couple of hours.
Huh. Missing time, you think?
Well, in the beginning, you know, you're not that aware of what you're actually being fed, you know.
Right.
And but then, you know, at a later point, something will pop up and you'll think, wow, where did that come from? And but I'm just awakening to the images and that type of thing, you know. They just take baby steps to show me, because, you know, we're just such a fine line between human and not, you know.
You know,
I mean, we can get spooked fast too.
Do you have any speculation as to what kind of ETs they might be? I mean, there's so many different types, and people talk about
no
grades.
I really think there are the God family, you know, and I don't even know how to elaborate more on that, but that's definitely my feeling.
No, other people have told me the same thing, actually, that they believe that the beings that they encountered were enlightened, divine beings.
Absolutely. I never think of the grays or that. I went through a part 5 years ago when I was being taught by an Indian Cherokee, you know. And, but he was kind of like the WARRIOR in the front line, you know. I mean, I don't want to be afraid. You know, we're on Earth and we're afraid, you know. I mean, I don't want to have that fear factor. So, I got out of that and then when I did, you know, when you try to just realize, you know, what your realm is, you know, you become, that's the way to go. That's the direction to go, you know. I'm not going to fight these crazy things that fly at you or whatever. You know, he used to say some really wild things and, you know, just I didn't want to go there. But, you know, there are some people that have, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, just, but anyway, this is just a peaceful, loving, heartfelt, encouraging phenomenon for me.
Well, that's the way it should be. You know, I think there's a lot of fear in the media, and so that's what I think that the people do have some unpleasant encounters, or at least they react badly to
them. The media creates what they want us to be.
Right. That's my point.
This whole thing has been, we're just, you know, why are we here? I mean, what are we supposed to do? I mean, if you really think about it, what is our purpose? We've gotten so caught up with the structure of the human's life or whatever, materialism, that, I mean, really, do we really know why we're here and what is it that we really are supposed to do other than have a mortgage and this and that and all this stuff, you know? So, you know, I mean, it's taken a long time for it to happen. But it's happening really fast, you know? I think, was it last year, there was a phenomenon in Texas, you know, another little place.
Stephenville,
actually where George
right.
Bush was born, I think. Can't remember
right.
the name of the town.
Stephenville.
Yeah, there you go. And you know, Mexico, look at that kid that got out of his car to go and climb the mountain to get closer to the light, this big ball that he saw. And they touched him on the shoulder, and, well, he just collapsed. That was adrenaline, fear, you know, you don't expect someone to just touch you. And it's the same if somebody, if a UFO landed in the middle of caches. Well, you know, people would absolutely, you know, flip out. So, you know, you know, because it's something that's not, it's not all the time, you know, but it's becoming. I mean, on the news, we have Larry King live. He's got lots of stories these days. I mean, you know, so it's coming to the forefront faster.
It is. I totally agree.
I'm excited.
Well, me too.
There's life, you know.
it's very exciting times to live in, and I think that's one of the reasons the ETs are here as well.
the fact that they're also trying to, you know, balance the axle of the Earth. You know, they're trying to, help us not, you know, just blow up, you know, self-destruct. You know, there's, we have a few messages of, you know, from the Sky Brothers. You know, they're all channeled messages that come in. And, you know, we have one there that, you know, they're slowly trying to do the right, the Earth on its axis. You know, and as the snow melts in the Arctic, you know, that water has to go somewhere. So, you know,
right.
we're losing balance because one side's melting and the other side's drying up, you know, for one. So So, you know, I mean, they're definitely out there for our assistance. And, you know, we were told not to build on peaks of mountains or sandbars. I mean, we were told not to do any of that. But, you know, we just continue to disobey, I guess, for want of a better word.
Right. Well, Glynis, we're approaching the end of this show. I want to give you a chance to tell our listeners, you know, any last messages you think that they should know, and give out your website address as well. And so if you would like to do that.
All right. The website is www.skyshipsovercaches.
Okay.
And it's a Yahoo. And the website email is skyshipsovercaches@yahoo.com. And, you know, I just want everybody to know that they all have it in them to be whoever they truly want to be. And during this time of uncertainty and everything, I want people to realize that, you know, all we need to do is have the faith to ride the Hawaiian wave and hold on tight and be who we truly are from within, and not buy into the destruction of a tsunami.
Right.
You know, and to me, that is, I mean, that is plain, simple, but powerful words that came from our channeled messages. And it's true. I mean, you know, if we just have the faith that we'll be okay and be less of what we were, we'll ride the wave and be aware of our subconscious to be better.
Very profound.
And get our power back for the ETs, mankind, you know, life.
Right, right. Very, very profound stuff. Very interesting. Well, Glynis, I want to thank you so much for coming onto the show. It was very, very interesting. You were an amazing guest. I just want to
thank you.
And thank you for sharing your encounters. And, you know, that takes a lot of courage, I realize. And I just want to thank you as well for that.
Well, I appreciate you contacting me. It was exciting. I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to share what other people could share, too, for themselves.
Awesome. All right. Well, everyone, that is our show for tonight. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. You are listening to UFOs and the Paranormal Over Our Heads. I'm your host, Preston Dennett, and our guest tonight has been Glynis Heenan, and we've been talking about Skyships Over Cashiers. That is UFOs Over Cashiers in North Carolina. And if you would like to access the website, it is Skyships Over Cashiers, all one word. Cashiers is spelled C-A-S-H-I-E-R-S, Skyships Over Cashiers. That will take you to the website. And I want to thank you all for listening. And hope you can join us next week when I bring on another exciting guest to talk about UFOs and the paranormal. Till then, have a wonderful evening and a great week. Bye now.